I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J.D.
of J.D. and the Day Home Team with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. You can ask me any questions about real estate, tom@wfre.com. So, Jay, how you been, bud?
Good, man, good. Looking forward to our party in the park, the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're the sponsor of our headliner, Parmalee, at the party in a park.
Yeah, yeah, it's exciting. Let's cross our fingers and toes this year that we'll have fireworks and no crazy rain like we did last year.
I've already predicted. I've already gone on the line. Just like Joe Namath saying we're going to win the Super Bowl, it's going to be 81, no humidity, and sunny on that day.
Are we going to be in a different state?
Well, it's going to be right here, man. Perfect Mid-Atlantic weather for the party in a park. Well, we've done these podcasts now for a while, Jay, and one thing that I have found out is there is, unless you cross the T's and dot your I's, a lot of things that can go wrong when you're selling a house.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think it could be a little fun, you know, let the listeners hear what's going on. And, you know, I don't know. Again, I'll show my age. I used to watch, you know, David Letterman, top 10, you know, top 5 type things.
I love the top 10 list. That's one of his most successful things.
It is, except we don't have the video and we're not going to be throwing papers through the back of the window or anything. But I figure we'll do, let's do a top 10 mistakes that sellers make in this current hot market that we're in. How's that sound?
That sounds good. The top 10 wrong things you can do.
Top 5.
The top 5 things you can do.
Yeah, top 5 things that we find sellers are making mistakes with in today's market.
Okay, give me one.
All right, first one. The seller thinks they can sell the house themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, low inventory.
Sure.
Why can't I sell it myself?
Why can't you sell yourself? You see this all the time, for sale by owner. You see, like, strange signs on the side of the road, call this number.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, the biggest thing that I can tell people is, you know, the real estate sales transaction, getting it under contract isn't always the main objective. I mean, you still have to negotiate and navigate through those waters. We've talked about it on these podcasts of home inspections, all the legal requirements, if you have an HOA, if you have a condo. And I'll tell you, what we find is holding the deal together sometimes is the hardest part of the process, especially in the hot market. And if you have no experience, or I don't know, you know, we deal with people and they're like, well, I've sold 4 or 5 homes. That's great for a layperson. However, you know, our team, you know, we sell on average just under 600 homes a year. So we have the experience to navigate through those rough waters and handle the negotiations, not just get it under contract. So again, the first one is, you know, well, the market's hot. There's no homes. I'll just put a sign in the yard and sell it myself.
So at that point, is that person thinking someone's going to come in here and pay cash for this home, or someone's going to get a loan and pay me cash? We're going to get it done. I'm going to move out. It's theirs, and I have no more responsibility for collecting on this.
I don't know what they're thinking, because most people, there's normally going to be an agent at least on the other side, and if you have an agent on the other side, you're paying someone to represent the other party and not represent you, or you know, they try and sell to someone without an agent, and you know, good luck to them, because just because you don't know the law doesn't mean you don't have to follow the law.
I understand.
And I will tell you, there are tons of requirements in the state of Maryland and in Pennsylvania and in Virginia. And if you don't use the forms with lead-based paint, HOAs, condos, county disclosures, you can find yourself in a fat lawsuit that can cost you a whole lot more money for not following the process. So that was our number one. Number two, they hire an agent that tells them what they want to hear.
Would that be somebody saying, "Oh, your house is worth this much money. You're going to get this. You're going to be on easy street when this is done."
Oh yeah, I mean, Tom, you can imagine. I mean, you've been doing our commercials for us and talking about us and hearing the success stories, and a lot of the stories you get, and a lot of the listeners that have called into us have made that mistake. They've picked someone that told them the number they want to hear. For example, you know, their house is really worth $300,000, but they think it's worth $350,000. They've got the best house out there. They've, you know, tell me everything I want to hear and don't tell me the truth.
Like Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth.
Exactly, so exactly.
So they get stroked, and on the back end, they get disappointed.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, we see it weekly with your listeners. They call us, and like, I was on the market with 2 other agents. They told me this, they told me that. And then, you know, it's a simple thing, and we show them, you know, well, here are the comparables. Let's look at this. Where on here does it show the value that you want to get? Because numbers don't lie.
Once again, customer service, honesty saves everybody time and headaches throughout the process.
Absolutely. Number three, they overlook the importance of staging because they think the market is hot, homes are going to sell, I don't need to do any of the stuff, or I'm only going to do some of the things that are out there that I'm told to do.
Curb appeal, setting the house up to make it look nice for a buyer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and don't get me wrong, there are other agents that provide staging services. Some of them do, some of them don't. On our listings, we require staging on every single listing. I don't care how hot the market is. Our job is to position your home and to make it look as good as possible and to get you even more than we think we possibly could. So we need that stager. And again, this isn't us as realtors coming in and saying, hey, I took some classes, I'm going to stage. We hire professional staging companies at our expense to come in, and we tell people, you know, I know you don't want, you know, we have people sometimes say, well, I don't want to do that. Well, it's not a matter of what you want. You have to listen to us as professionals. We're going to tell you this is what's going to get the job done, and you're hiring us. You know, we sell a lot of homes. Our job is to educate you so that we can do the best job we possibly can for you. And we find it. For those that don't listen, they pay for it in the end.
So a little bit that you may have to pay for staging your home is all going to come back to you on the back end of this.
Oh, absolutely. And with us, again, if they hire us, there's no cost to the seller. It's only their time and effort.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know, and we try to remind people, and they're like, well, this doesn't feel like my home. Well, it shouldn't, because it's not your home anymore. It's a product on the market that is trying to sell. We want people to visualize themselves there, not you.
Once again, honesty, customer service.
Absolutely. Number four, they overlook the importance of marketing. Again, why do I need to market anything if there's no homes available? I'll just put a sign in the yard and hope that it sells.
For the most money. You want to get the most money possible.
Tom, I'm telling you, you've heard the stories. The marketing plan that we put in place, the coming soon that we do, we get homes under contract so fast, multiple offers. You know, you're going to have a success story soon. We just had one we put on the market in Mount Airy. I can't give all the details, but I will tell you, we had a list of people waiting to go in for it to go on the market. The day it went on the market, we had three offers within 6 hours, and the home went under contract for much more than it was listed for. And the number that we told the seller on that one that they could sell it for was even more than they expected. So, you know, marketing makes the huge difference. You don't say, yeah, I'm just not going to spend the money, and, you know, in this neighborhood, homes sell fast, so I'm not going to do anything. We don't operate that way. We treat everything the same. The marketing has to be top-notch, again, like you said, to get the people as much money and the best terms that they want.
So that's three? We're only at three?
We're at four.
Okay.
So number five.
Oh, the five. Okay, go ahead.
This is the most important. And, well, they're all very important, to be honest. But, you know, the sellers forget. You get what you pay for, and there's a cost for professional service. You know, we joke about it. You know, if you go to Walmart and buy something for a shirt, and you buy a shirt at another place, most of the time your shirts will last a little longer, or the customer service, the customer experience is going to be different. If you hire an agent that is discounting themselves, that is doing this and giving away their money, one, do you think that they have the ability to market your home? Two, do they have the staff in place to be able to assist you when things come up? Three, you know, if they're not going to value their own money, do you think they're going to worry about discounting and giving away your money when selling your home?
Once again, you get what you pay for.
I'm a firm believer in that. And, you know, my kids tease me because, you know, I go certain places and do certain things. But, and I think I mentioned it to you, we just, you know, it's been weeks now, but when we were in Colorado, we went to the Broadmoor.
Yeah, you were talking about two different hotels you stayed in and the difference in customer service.
The service matters. And I will tell you, if you look at any of our reviews or if you hear any of the success stories, anyone listening here, one of the common themes is they were always there for me. And I'll tell you, I mean, there's examples, you know, because my wife is one of our agents and she's our sales manager. It'll be 11 o'clock at night, laying in bed, and I'm like, what in the world are you doing? Oh, I'm texting back one of my clients. And I'm like, it's 11 o'clock. And she goes, they needed me. That's the type of service that you get. Do you think that person that, you know, is discounting and doing things like that, do you think they're going to be there for you at 11 o'clock at night? You know, one of your own DJs, we sold her home. We were at our honeymoon in Costa Rica, and we're FaceTiming her to go over the details of her contract. That's the level of service you get. Again, remember, you get what you pay for, and it's the same thing. I would say Now, if you had to get brain surgery, or if you had, you know, to get any type of thing done, you know, do you pick the discount doctor or do you pick the one with the experience?
Exactly. Something that's such a big decision, the biggest financial transaction you're going to be making right now and for a couple of years selling your home. Yes, you need the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I think I've told you before, my daughter needed to have her tonsils out. I took her, you know, we were in Bethesda to get it done. I did a research on, you know, what doctor has the most experience.
You didn't take her to Tonsils R Us. You actually researched this a little bit.
Exactly.
The five biggest pitfalls for sellers right here on our podcast. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Oh, do we have a home of the week?
Of course we have a home of the week. I want to mix it up. No community of the week. This time we're going to do a home of the week. This is actually a home from one of your WFRE listeners. It's a great house in Gettysburg on Chambersburg Road. Listed at $200,000. The address is 1095 Chambersburg Road. Again, $200,000, a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home, situated on just under a half an acre. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. If you want to see the photos, you want to get details on it, go to WFRE.com, look under our podcast, or you can go to dayhometeam.com and see this home today.
We love our Pennsylvania listeners. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
With our weekly real estate podcast on WFRE. Thank you for listening.
How long did that one end up going?
That was our longest ever.